With a look at Montana news, I'm Steve Jess. A federal appeals court has struck down pollution rules intended to reduce haze in the atmosphere from the burning of coal in Montana. The court said Environmental Protection Agency rules would arbitrarily require PPL Montana to install pollution controls, costing tens of millions of dollars, without assurance of improvements. The daughter of the man police hold responsible for Sunday's murder-suicide in a Montana log cabin says her father was in denial about having mental health problems. Starla Shannon says she's convinced her father, Augustine Mike Borns, had an undiagnosed mental illness that turned dangerous. The Montana Supreme Court has ruled that a motorist can be convicted of driving under the influence after inhaling aerosol propellants. The unanimous decision today rejected a Butte man's efforts to have a case against him dismissed. Taylor Pinder was charged with felony DUI after a toxicology report indicated he was under the influence of difluoroethane, an ingredient in aerosol dust remover and other products, when he crashed his car into a utility pole in February 2013. He had previous DUI convictions, three of them, making the fourth charge a felony, according to court records. Pinter moved to have the DUI charge dismissed, arguing state law applies only to alcohol or drugs, and since difluoroethane is not intended for medical use, it doesn't qualify as a drug. The state Supreme Court agreed with the judge who found the plain meaning of the word drug, a substance that alters one's perception or consciousness, applied to DUI laws. Despite one of the worst drought years on record, hydroelectric dams in the Pacific Northwest should not see their operations disrupted too much this summer. That's what the Northwest Power and Conservation Council was told at a meeting in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho on Wednesday. Water through the dams in the Columbia River Basin this summer is projected to be only about 71% of average, triggering dry year operation protocols for the dams. The council, which includes members from Washington, Oregon, Idaho, and Montana, was told that reservoirs would likely be lowered more than usual as the summer wears on. But the council was told the drought is not expected to cause major problems for threatened and endangered salmon and steelhead runs this year. The wife of a Montana man who died in custody is accusing the staff of a Shelby prison of refusing him medical treatment because he was only a temporary inmate awaiting a transfer to a federal medical facility. Sherry Floor is suing Crossroads Correctional Facility owner, Corrections Corporation of America, alleging the prison company's negligence led to Richard Floor's death in 2012. He was 68 years old. A spokesman for the company says the officials are committed to their inmates' health and safety, and their care meets the standards of the U.S. Marshals Service. He declined to comment on Floor's case or the specific allegations of the lawsuit. A tourism research group says visitors spent close to $4 billion in Montana last year. The Flathead Beacon reports the Institute for Tourism and Recreation Research at the University of Montana released the study today, showing a 1% drop in visitors for 2014. A 19-year-old Big Fork man has pleaded guilty to criminal endangerment and drunk driving charges for rear-ending a school bus that had stopped to drop off students. Daniel Fellows told the judge he was driving about 80 miles an hour when his pickup truck slammed into the bus near Polson last month. There were only minor injuries among the students on the bus. Glacier National Park officials now say they anticipate allowing cars to access Logan Pass from the west side starting tomorrow morning, with a portion of the road being one lane through June 19th. That same day, park officials plan to open the road from the east as well as the Logan Pass Visitor Center. Cars approaching Logan Pass from the west will need to drive with caution, park officials say. There are two areas near Rimrock where masonry guardrails were destroyed by avalanches and temporary barriers have been installed, creating narrow two-lane roadway. Restrooms and potable water will be available at the top of the pass. A Montana man on probation for running a scam involving fake children's programs is being investigated for allegations of raising money for a fake documentary. Montana Securities Commissioner Monica Lindeen's office says the investigation into Matthew McClintock began after a firm McClintock hired to find investors began to suspect the film was a fraud. A statement from Lindeen's office says McClintock told investors the documentary was about early Montana cowboys and would be narrated by Clint Eastwood. District Judge Mike Minahan last month ordered McClintock to stop soliciting investments temporarily. McClintock's on probation after pleading guilty in 2010. in a money-raising scam in which he said he was working to build a ranch for underprivileged children and produce television spots for a children's literacy. McClintock could not be reached for comment. That's a look at Montana News. I'm Steve Jess.